Hello, and welcome to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com. My name is Shalia M. Hardin, and in this show, we're going to discuss how to recognize the seven types of waste. But before we get started, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile at Gogo.com. If at any time you have questions or comments regarding the content of this show, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of Gogo.com. It is suggested that you submit questions as they occur, then click Submit. A response to your questions will be posted to the homepage of Gogo.com's website. Now let's begin. The term Lean was coined to describe the Toyota Production System, TPS. During the late 1980s by a research team that was headed by Jim Womack, who was a PhD at MIT's International Motor Vehicle Program. He used TPS as a model for manufacturing process efficiency. Today, Lean, which is a process or a system, engages everyone in meeting customers and business needs. It is a principle-based system, not a tool-based system, that focuses on increasing efficiency and eliminating waste to create value for the end customer. To understand waste, we must first understand value. What is value? Value added is anything or something the customer is willing to pay for it that feels worth. Generally, a value-added task changes form, fit, or function. Thus, what is non-value add? Non-value add is all other tasks that does not build worth. A non-value-added task are all of those tasks that the customer is not willing to pay for, that is not produced or built worth. This is equal to waste. In Lean, the Japanese word for waste is called muda, which is spelled M-U-D-A. There are two types of muda that can be categorized into waste. The first type, type 1, adds no value and can be eliminated immediately. Type 2 adds no value, but is required for the way things are currently being done. For example, inspections, paperwork, and all other types of daily waste can be considered type 2. Did you know that today's in America's manufacturing industry, that 60% of the tasks or activities that we do in industry is primarily type 1 waste? Some examples of type 1 waste is walking to pick up order sheets, waiting time, storing supplies, and transporting supplies. Another way of looking at this is looking at your regular profit and loss statement. Have you ever wondered why the forecasted budget never equaled the actual budget? Most time because the difference between the forecasted and the actual is generally a lot of things that happened that were unexpected. And those things that happened that are unexpected throughout the year most times can be categorized as waste, like unnecessary meetings, redundant of having to correct our premium freight material to the customer, or correcting an error. All these things are things that you have to pay for that was definitely not considered in the budget when you initially projected it. But for today's show, we're going to focus on the seven major forms of waste. Those seven major forms of waste are correction, motion, conveyance, waiting, inventory, overprocessing, and overproduction. Let's first start with correction. Correction waste occurs whenever a defect or error occurs in a process, and you have to either reject, rework, or rerun the part because the error has occurred. Additionally, sorting and inspecting is part of a correction of waste. Some typical examples of correction waste are as follows. In the office, some examples may be data entry errors, or order entry errors, or invoice errors. Even design flaws are errors that get passed downstream only to be returned for correction or clarification, like an engineering change order. In the manufacturing area, some examples may be visual performance or safety defects that require the part to be rejected, reworked, or rerun. Some of the primary reasons why correction happens is because we have a poor or slow quality feedback. our product and processes are incompatible. Or maybe product and our processes are overcomplex. Or a positive sign off repair operation is not functioning correctly. Any type of inspection that is done outside the process area is considered correction. The next type of waste is motion. Motion is any unnecessary human movement, which is defined as waste. Like walking, leg movement, or hammering, hand movement, or flowing a rhythmic pattern is unnecessary motion waste. Basically, any excessive movement is part of motion waste. Some general reasons why motion waste happens is poor workstation setup or organization, work not balanced, or visual factors not implemented, and standardized work not implemented. To give you a better picture of the waste called motion, here are some examples. Walking to a copier or a printer or fax is motion waste. Or walking between offices or central filing, all of these are types of waste that you will find in the office area. In manufacturing, operators walking to pick up parts, or operators repositioning each part in a carrier, or even following each part movement from station to station is all examples of motion waste. The third type of waste is conveyance. Conveyance is any unnecessary transporting or handling of goods is considered conveyance waste. If you have long distance transporting or double handling of material, you are actually causing conveyance waste. Again, some of the typical reasons why conveyance waste may happen is that material handlers are not on a scheduled route, or your warehouses or storage locations are off-site, or maybe there's a lot of distance between the incoming receiving area and the point of use. Also, conveyance waste can be caused by handling of excessive inventory. Typical examples of conveyance is as follows. In the office, any movement of paperwork, or multiple hands off of electronic data, even approvals where you're moving it from person to person to get approvals is considered conveyance work waste. Excessive email attachments, or distributing unnecessary CC copies to people who don't really need to know, is all examples of office conveyance waste. In the manufacturing, the most typical example is watching a forklift truck carrying finished goods back and forth across the manufacturing floor. This is generally caused, again, by poor layout of the manufacturing floor. This also introduces another risk. That risk is safety to both the operator and the transporter. Waiting is the fourth type of waste. When you delay action until some event occurs, you are actually causing waiting waste. To linger, to pause, to stop or break for a period of time from the given activity is all waiting waste. Generally, waiting waste causes bottlenecks or time constraints in the process. And waiting waste is generally caused by perhaps low overall equipment effectiveness and high machine downtime, or unbalanced work in the operation, or perhaps long and inconsistent lead times, or continual production schedule fluctuations. All these types of things will be causing waiting waste. Let's look at some examples of waiting waste. In the office, it may be slow computer speed, where you have to wait until the computer actually boots up because it's running at a very low speed. Or how about downtime, whether it's a computer, a fax, or machine that you're waiting to come up and you're waiting for. Or perhaps you're waiting for approvals of information from customers or from a manager or another department. All this is considered office waiting waste. In the manufacturing area, perhaps you're waiting for an upstream process to deliver or a machine to finish processing. Are you waiting for supporting functions to be completed? Are you waiting for an interrupted worker to get back to work? Again, all these things are non-value added and it causes waiting waste. The fifth type of waste is inventory. If you have material that is waiting to be processed or consumed or sold, then you have inventory waste. Generally, inventory waste happens because perhaps you have a mass production mentality or mindset in your operation where you batch and store loads of inventory. Or maybe you have unpredictable productivity, so you've increased more a schedule of inventory than what the customer demands. Or how about infrequent delivery or shipment of materials, perhaps raw materials, from your vendors internally and externally? Are your schedules not linked directly between the vendor or the supply customer and the processes? Visual factories not in use to control inventory levels is one of the main reasons why you may have inventory waste, or perhaps large containers or batch sizes as well call this inventory waste. Some examples of inventory waste is excessive raw materials from suppliers, or work-in-process material, or even finished good materials. Sometimes, if you go past a lot of automotive manufacturing facilities, you'll find a whole lot full of vehicles or inventory waiting to be moved to the dealerships. This is all inventory waste. Let's look into the office, because you can also find inventory waste there as well. Perhaps purchasing or making things before they are needed, like office supplies or literature, is all office inventory waste. Anything that you're doing, your things that are waiting in electronic or physical inbox, unread email, is considered inventory waste. Or any form of batch processing like transaction reports are all considered office inventory waste. The sixth type of waste is overprocessing. Overprocessing is when you take unnecessary steps of the process, like you're rejecting or reworking or rerunning a part, is all considered where you overprocess a part. A good example I can think of is in some manufacturing facilities. I remember after the Firestone fiasco, where they end up putting extra operators in to torque the bolt. So every time another operator was two or three operators that torqued the same bolt, the second and third time they torqued the bolt, it did not bring any additional value to the process, or it didn't make the bolt any more tighter. So this isn't a good example of overprocessing. Why does overprocessing occur? It occurs because sometimes standards are unknown or unclear to the operators, or the customer specifications are vague or fluctuates, or sometimes product testing and retesting occurs. Or perhaps you want to do a check and balance and you have different people overseeing what each person is doing. All this overprocessing, again, is considered waste, and it costs dollars to the company. Here are some more examples of overprocessing. Perhaps in the office, if you're re-entering data into a multiple information system, or making extra copies, or generating unused reports, expediting unnecessary cumbersome processes like financial statement periods, in-close, or expense reporting. All these are considered overprocessing waste. In the manufacturing, as I mentioned before, like the having three operators torque the same bolt is overprocessing. Or relying on inspections rather than designing the process to eliminate the problem is a form of overprocessing. Even redundant inspections or processing of a part is considered overprocessed waste. The seventh type of waste is called overproduction. That's when you produce things that are not in demand by the customer. It's not even on the schedule for the customer. Perhaps the philosophy is to making more, sooner, and faster than required by the next process. Overproduction is typical in the traditional mass production process, where the labor and overhead measure both, driving the utilization of people and equipment. It's perhaps maybe you want to build in large batches and just keep machines running until, instead of versus stopping them if there's no schedule. One thing that overproduction will do for you is sometimes you can overproduce and you may not have a customer for it, or they may change requirements, then you're left with all this extra production. Other examples of overproduction is perhaps in the office printing paper that might change before it's needed, or processing an order that might change before it's needed. And in the manufacturing area, it's making more parts than the invoice requires, or bundling subassemblies before the next process needs them. Overbuilding an order to anticipate a short work week or time off are all examples of overproduction waste. An eighth type of waste that is often ignored is the waste of when you underutilize human potential. These examples of the eighth waste is when you don't utilize people's skills or minds or talents or ideals, are either underutilizing technology as all forms of waste. Well, I am out of time. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner on the homepage of Gogo.com. And if you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo Radio Archive for Shalia M. Harnon. As well, if there's a question or comment you would like me to present on the Lean Show, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com.